Hagut Ner Shabbos. This is Parsha Parsha Shoftim. We learn about the separation of the Ore Miklot, the cities of refuge where a person who murdered by mistake would be able to run to. And Rashi tells us that there were going to be three Ore Miklot on one side of the Arden, three on the other, and three La'osid Lovo in future, which means Lizman HaMashiach. And I saw a beautiful word I want to share with you from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. And he asks, why would we need Ore Miklot La'osid Lovo? It says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya about the time of Mashiach that there will be no destruction because the whole world will be full of Das Hashem Kamayim La'yom Mechasim. Even the animals won't kill each other. How much more so there will not be murderers. So why would we need that? And he goes on to explain that even though we're talking about someone here who may have killed by mistake, but for sure even killing by mistake comes from a fact that there was a lack of being careful. Because otherwise a person wouldn't be punished to allow the Goel Hadam, the person, family member, that who he was killed, to kill him and to have to sit in the Emikla till the death of the Kohen Gadol. And Rashi comes because the Ratzeach comes to take away a Shechin of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, even if it happens bonus, nonetheless, there is a removal of the Shechinah. And therefore, it has to be, as we see also from the Gemara Makkos, that the fact that there is an ability to kill b'shogeg, to kill by mistake, is because somewhat of a lack of being careful. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, so are we worried that la'asid lov, the time of Shech, people won't be careful? Won't they all recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So why would we need these Ore Miklot in the future? And he explains as follows, that in the Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two methods, two things we have to always be focused on. One is Avas Hashem, one is Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other is Yiras Hashem, fear. Like the Gemara in Yerushalmi tells us in Brachas, brought also in the Gemara Tosis and Seita, Tavchav Beis, Amun Beis, Asu me'avo v'asu me'ira. Do from love and do from fear. Do from love, because if you come to hate, you should know that you are loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore a loved person shouldn't hate the person who loves them, and therefore do things against them. And also do me'ira, that if you're coming to rebel and do something wrong, you should know that you should be afraid, and a person who has yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yira in the else, doesn't rebel against them. And therefore, we know, says Rav Moshe, that even though the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it does it me'ava, is a higher madriga, of course, than doing it me'yira from fear. Nonetheless, if a person would come to do an avera, the fact that there is fear will stop him. As the Pasuk says by David HaMelech, sur me'ra v'asei tov. Remove yourself from bad and do good. And says Rav Moshe, one without the other is not possible. You always have to have both those in components in one's life of Sumerana Seitov. Similar to the Asid Lovo, when even though the whole world will be Mali Deas Hashem, the Derech of Hashem will not change. And we'll have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu both from Ava and from Yira. Because Yira is a very important part of Avodah Hashem that a person can do his Avodah properly. If there'd only be Ava, it doesn't always work. Because a person can think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me so much, even if I do something not so good, the love will make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive me. And therefore, the Ikar Tzlach of the Avos always was, says Rav Moshe, that they were afraid that the Chait would cause them to have suffering. They were afraid, Shema Yigrom HaChait, maybe Chait will make them lose their Chusim, we find with Yaakov, with David, the Gemara Brachas tells us. And therefore, even Lasid Lovo, wherever we need Tzadikim and Haim Madriga, there still has to be Yiras Chait. They should always be worried that maybe they will stumble and make an avera. And therefore, there was a necessity, even La'asid Lavo, to have an ear miklat. Because they should always have that as a reminder that things can go wrong, that a person can make a mistake, and a person can even kill b'shogeg. Those cities were there as a constant reminder for us. Even though, says Rav Moshe, they won't be inhabited, and there won't be anybody there because murder won't occur, but we have to have the constant reminder to free HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should learn a kalvachum for our generations. how much we have to be careful to be Yirei Hashem Ad Ma'oi, tremendously Yirei Hashem, and to always be worried, Shema Yigrum HaChet, maybe we'll do something and Chet will have a negative effect on us, and we should prepare for that and always think that our Avodas Hashem has to be both Meira and Me'ava. A wonderful thought, especially now as we're in Chodesh Adar, we're trying to do tshuva. The person has to always remember, Shema Yigrum HaChet. Have a wonderful Shabbos.